Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but its accuracy and completeness are not guaranteed. Indices are unmanaged and do not allow for direct investment. Past performance cannot guarantee future results. The host of this show nor Grandview Asset Management accept any liability for the use of the information discussed. Consult with a qualified financial, legal, or tax professional prior to taking any action.
We're back. Thank you for tuning in to Investing for Eternity. I'm here with my co-host Bruce Smith and Mary Kate. Welcome back.
Thank you.
How you guys doing?
It's been an interesting week.
Oh, it's been a horrible week for the stock market.
I didn't want to use that adjective.
Well, no.
You went with interesting.
Yeah, interesting.
It's a little bit more sick.
Yeah, I'm trying to put a positive tone on this.
Bruce, you're going to have bad quarters, bad month, bad weeks. And you're going to have good ones.
I'm not that. We are in the earnings season. The market's reacting, you know, specifically on news of maybe one stock and not trying to look forward. But there's a lot of things going on right now. But I don't think it's a thing to panic and then sell everything and think you can time to get back in at the right time. That doesn't work.
So, what is it, a 10% correction right now for the NASDAQ?
Yep.
Yeah. And that's, you know, it was up last year how much?
Yeah
it was pretty 20, much.
26%?
Yeah.
No, but it's a short amount of time, and people get on their computer or they look on their iPhone and they see they're down. And again, there's a little more. They look at all the bad news that's out there.
There's a lot of it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We'll touch on some of them too. And I put in a new segment called Headlines, and it'll give you an idea of what I'm talking about when you see a headline and how the emotion can play into your investment decisions.
We'll talk about that because there are a lot in the headlines, and it seems the news media nowadays, I don't watch the news other than what's on CNBC, the world news or the local news, because it seems to be the same news every night.
Yeah, they got to find what's really negative, whether it's a school shooting to
the house burning down,
COVID, Ukraine. In Russia, oh my gosh.
Yeah, but I mean, this isn't nothing new with Russia and Ukraine.
No. But we're looking at another World War III here?
Or no.
What? I mean,
they're just doing this to win some chips with the United States and get some concessions. And if they really do invade the Ukraine, what do you think Biden's going to do?
He's going to go down into the bunker.
We're not going to do anything. Military.
We'll only provide, like we did in a lot of previous conflicts, we provided arms and advisors.
That's not going to happen. By the time we send over arms and advisors, Russia would have already overtaken the Ukraine.
I know that they released some arms, some military equipment to the Ukraine. I'm sure our advisors, both on the military side and that organization called the CIA,
right?
You know, they had their own paramilitary, I think. Who knows what they have?
Not enough to stop Russia.
No.
Let's talk a little bit about the bond market. It was all over the place. Last week, the 10-year yield was at 1.79. When we're recording the show, it's 1.78, but it was high as 1.84.
Yeah.
And China cut their interest rates last week.
Yeah, they're going the opposite way of us.
Right.
Oh, I mean, and there's a question whether Chinese stocks look attractive to buy because of that. I don't particularly agree with that.
No, I wouldn't buy a Chinese stock.
Yeah.
Not at all. Gold went from 1816 an ounce to 1835. Bitcoin went from 43,329 down to 38,837.
Yeah.
Remember, I told you it was going to go to 38.
Yeah. There was a report out by the Fed. They released a report. We could talk about it later, but they basically are looking at that digital dollar.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they basically said they're not going to do anything right now.
Well, you thought Bitcoin would have gone up on that news.
That's what I thought. But if people are, maybe they're selling Bitcoin now to raise cash to go buy stocks, maybe.
Well, you know, Netflix was down, what, 20% almost?
Yeah.
Not on bad earnings.
No. It's all about subscriber growth. But I like Netflix. They're going to renew another season of that Squid Game.
I wouldn't watch that.
That is one weird show.
I don't know if I'll watch the second season.
I don't know. Who knows?
The first one scared me.
Oh yeah, it's heavy. But
I had nightmares.
But there's a lot of good shows.
I have no interest in the world of watching the Squid Games. Or
good, don't you don't need to.
I have no interest.
It'll mess
at all.
With your brain.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's.
I got enough problems. I don't need anybody else's problems. Oil went from $83.82 a barrel to $84 a barrel last week. Bruce, when do you think the last time we had gasoline below $2? When do you think that was?
Below $2?
Below $2.
Wow. I would say, late 70s.
March of 2020. It was $1.93
a gallon. God, where have I been?
I was going to say, I thought it was.
I heard that on CNBC this morning.
I'll be darned.
Went below $2 during the pandemic.
I did notice on Carlisle Pike, gas was up 4 cents a gallon.
It's going back up again.
Yeah, it's crawling back up.
That hurts the people that have low income the most.
Yeah.
They can't afford to fill up their cars.
And then you get into these cold days like we're having here and some coming up. There goes your gas bill, electric natural gas bill.
Well, UGI stock was up 19% over this past, 7 or 8 months.
Yeah.
And they pay a nice dividend.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit. It is earnings season, so the market is responding, punishing stocks that are kind of missing or lowering their forecast, and somewhat rewarding some stocks that are beating on all metrics.
Yeah, and I will say about Netflix, I can't remember how many times when their earnings releases that stock went down.
But not by 20%.
No, not by 20%, but they find something wrong with, their metrics.
Well, the problem I have with Netflix, I'm not sure if it's a BRI, if it's a clean, because of the shows that they put on Netflix. But how are they going to grow subscriber growth when most of the people that I know already have it? That's a dilemma.
Yeah. And how do you monetize the whether it's by advertising or something like that, but
and there's so many things you can buy for streaming. You can buy Paramount, mm-hmm. Disney, right, which has ESPN, Peacock, Showtime, HBO Max. Everybody now has streamed their services. So when Mary Kate moves out of her parents' house, whenever that happens, what are you going to pick to stream? A millennial. Or Gen Z, I don't know where you fall in there. What are you going to choose to watch?
Yeah.
What are you going to pay for?
That's a good question. For a while, it was Hulu because Netflix, they were getting rid of shows that I like. Like, they took away One Tree Hill and they took away The Office, and it seems like every time there's a really popular show, they end up taking it away after a little bit. And then the movies that they made were not very good. But then recently I've watched a couple of Netflix originals and I've been impressed. Yeah. So I might stay with Netflix.
Mary Kate's just going to piggyback her mom and dad's Netflix.
Well, you can get five usuals on one thing.
Yeah. So
they're going to cut that down. That's going to be the next move.
Now, they did raise their prices.
Yeah, they did. But you can, with one subscription, you get five users, right?
Yeah. They have to cut that.
You're using Shelley's.
Yeah.
That's going to change in the next year, no doubt about it.
No doubt. But it's all about content. Disney's spending a lot of money on content as well. So if you make it, they'll come.
Right. Well, it's going to be a choice. It's a la carte.
Yeah.
It's not the cable. Mary-Kate's not going to have cable when she moves out to her apartment.
Mm-hmm. No.
Let's talk about the economy and the markets. China's economy grew by 8.1% in 2021. Compared to a year ago, that was 8.4%, and they say retail sales were weaker than forecast. Well, that's just to be expected. And they cut their interest rates as growth rates worsen from the Omicron virus.
They've had shutdowns and lockdowns and all kinds of stuff, and now with the approaching Winter Olympics, they're really cracking down on everything related to Omicron.
Is anybody allowed in the Winter Olympics? I don't think they're going to allow people, will they?
They stop the tickets, but it's only by invitation or something like that they're doing it.
I got my invitation. I threw it in the mail.
Oh, okay.
There you go. I mean, in the garbage. I got it in the mail, threw it in the garbage.
Yeah.
The other bond news this week, the German 10-year bond yield trades in positive territory since the first time since 2019.
Not by much, I will say.
By what? One basis point?
0.01, something like that. But it is.
But it's positive, right?
Since that writing, it's gone back into the negative territory. So it's negative again.
Again?
Yeah. But not by much. But it was, I'll say, I don't want to say if it's positive or not. But I mean, you're going to buy the Bund, that's what they call it, or the U.S. Treasury.
We learned from a client this week, there's what? Treasury Direct. The U.S. Treasury has an inflation-protected bond paying, what, 7% for 1 year? What about that?
Well, you have to read how that works. They have they set an interest rate, and then they have so it's a combination of two factors to get that 7%. So you have to really read how it is.
So you're not getting the full 7%. But yeah, for 1 year, it's not a bad deal.
It's called, you can go to Treasury Direct to look at it.
You can only put $10,000 in it.
Yeah.
But is this the government trying to raise money in the short term, public money?
I don't know. I don't know what the sales are. I'll try to see if I can find out, see what the sales are, if they're, you know, if it's going up.
The UK inflation rate soars to a 30-year high to 5.4%.
Less than ours.
Yeah, I know there was a big push for them, everybody to get the vaccine before New Year's Day in the UK. I didn't read or hear anything else about that. Or how things are in the UK when it comes to
it's costing more to support the royals. How's that?
Yeah, well, they have their own problems, don't they? With Prince Phillips.
Oh, yeah.
We never talked about that.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't affect our markets, but it's always good to see somebody under a scandal other than us.
jobless claims were 286,000 versus 225,000 estimate, highest level since October of 2021. And what do you think that's from? Do you think it's from...
They said they were blaming it on Omicron again. So, and the seasonal factors.
I heard last night, I was at a Knights of Columbus meeting, and one of the knights said he saw or heard a report that 7% of the population in the United States right now, this week, is out with COVID. 7%.
Be surprised.
And that doesn't even count the people that are, you know, that have been exposed... that have to stay home for 5 days. That's not even counting them.
Well, I'd rather hear a 7% got it and not a 7% deaths.
Right. Well, it doesn't seem to be killing as many.
No.
All right. Not. We need to take a break. You're listening to WHYF 720 AM, Holy Family Radio, investing for eternity through Grandview. Go to grandview.com to learn a little bit more about biblically responsible investing. We'll be right back on the other side of the break. Welcome back to Holy Family Radio. Thank you for tuning in. May God bless your day today. We're here to talk about the stock market, the economy, what's going around the world, biblically responsible investing in your portfolios. Let's talk about existing home sales, because everybody's talking about either selling their home, but they can't because they can't buy another home for a reasonable price.
That's right. Or they can't find a place to rent at a reasonable price.
Right. Rental prices have gone through the roof. Existing home sales in 2021 reached its highest level since 2006. That's right before the bubble.
Yep.
Right. And home prices in 2021 rose to 16.9%. Highest ever on record, but December home sales dropped 4.6% as supply hits record low.
Yeah. I don't know about that 16%. I looked at the ones in my neighborhood, the townhouses.
Yeah.
I think it was a little bit higher than that.
I think homes are up 30-35% above the market price.
Right.
And, there's going to be new construction, but, you look at Hamden Township, where are they going to continue to build homes? They're out of farms.
Unless they do high density type things, so I don't know, but you're right.
Our segment called Seriously. Is this seriously happening in the United States?
Yeah.
Supreme Court takes a dispute over the Boston flagpole controversy. Apparently, Bruce, over the past year or two, you can raise a flag above the Boston Capitol, right?
Mm-hmm.
For your cause, whether it's LGBTQ or Black Lives Matter or veterans. So they've let 284 different organizations fly a flag.
Right. Except for
a Christian organization got together and said they want a flag flown for 2 hours for mm-hmm. Christianity, mm-hmm. and Boston said no. And I guess now it's going to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, they actually did arguments this week. And the tone of the justices was they were going to side with the group that wanted to fly the Christian flag. Because their argument, the Boston, was that it's separation of church and state. That's why you couldn't fly a Christian flag. You can fly anything else, but not a Christian flag.
Have any other religious groups asked to fly a flag?
I don't know. But if everybody else can fly a flag.
Mm-hmm. Now, it'd be interesting if Muslims wanted to fly a flag to see if, you know, for Islam, if they'd fly a flag for that.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Yeah. What does this world come to? The other seriously news I have, Bruce, is the swimmer that's going to the University of Penn, right?
Yeah.
That was a guy. He now says he's a girl.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the women's locker room, swimming on the women's team, beating everybody, breaking records for women records. A man swimming on a women's team.
Well, funny you say that, because I saw, and I didn't read the whole thing, but the NCAA has now come out with some policies about this whole thing with other sports, the transgenders in different sports. And it's kind of, apparently it's different for each sport that the NCAA has laid out.
How could it be different? Either you're a guy or a girl. I mean, it's binary.
Okay.
I mean, because I'll say it's a he, right? Is he going to be able to go on to the NCAA championships if he's good enough to make it to win a national title for swimming on a women's team?
There was the woman weightlifter. Wasn't she in the Olympic?
She lost, yeah. She was from Norway or Sweden or something.
Well, he went to a she.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. A little confusing.
He was lifting as a woman.
Yes.
Beating all these records, but another woman beat him in the Olympics.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing to see.
Yeah.
But I how does this really affect our children and what kids see in the media? And, you know, how does it affect the morale of the other women on the team that have been swimming their entire lives to get to a collegiate level of participating in a sport that they're really good at high school, right? They get into college on a scholarship only to swim against men. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't make sense. What is this world coming to?
Well, you can't put a flag up either.
It seems that it's...
Maybe we can get the Grandview flag. Do we have a flag? We need a flag.
They wouldn't fly it. Trump SPAC, you know, the DWAC, the Trump social media platform, which was going hyperbolic. Mm. I mean, it went through the roof the past couple months and then sold off. The target date launch for Trump's social media website is February the 21st.
That would be interesting.
Do you think a lot of people are going to sign up for it?
I think they will. Yep. The Trump followers will definitely get into it.
They'll get millions of subscribers.
Yeah.
Now, they're going to sell ads on it. That's how they're going to make money.
Yeah, I was just going to add, I'm not sure how they're going to monetize that with ads and who would maybe want to support that. I don't know. That's going to be interesting. But I'm hoping in how, you know, what the format is going to be like. To me, there's a lot of things that go with that.
Sign up for it just to see what it's about.
Yeah, I wonder, it's not going to be subscription-based. You're just going to get, you know, I guess it's going to be kind of like Facebook, but just conservative talk.
Yeah, I mean.
But they kicked Newsmax off of the AT&T DirecTV platform. So now conservative media is being kicked off mainstream.
Well, the timing couldn't be better as we approach the midterm elections.
Right. And I think the Democrats are in a tremendous amount of trouble. You know, Biden's approval ratings, Kamala Harris' approval ratings are down significantly.
Yeah. Well, when you're in office, you get blamed for everything that's going on.
Well, inflation and gas, he's taking that on.
Yep.
Biden says in his speech the other day, he thinks Putin will order an invasion of Ukraine. So what is he going to do about it?
Go in the bunker, like I said.
You think he's going to try to stop it?
He won't be able to make any decisions. It'll be whoever's behind him telling him what to say.
It'll be the typical thing where you go to the United Nations and you get an order from United Nations to cease and desist and blah, 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 blah. But meanwhile, people will get killed. Because there's no way Ukraine is going to stop the...
Well, they're not big enough.
Yeah.
And China's thinking about Taiwan. You think they'll do it at the same time?
I've heard that theory. It's going to be a coordinated attack, so to speak.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is set to deliberate on the American Innovation and Choice Online Act, which targets companies like Amazon for basically antitrust litigation. Seems like the federal government's going after big tech because big tech must not be writing a large enough check to their lobbyists, to their campaigns.
And, they got to stop creating jobs and innovating to another level and staying ahead of our Chinese partners over there and what they do. I don't know. We're going to spend a lot of money on this one.
For what?
To try to break it up like they tried to do
with
Amazon.
They're not going to break up Amazon or Microsoft. I mean...
Well, a lot of people argue that Amazon could do better split up, break up the AWS from the retail side.
But that should be Amazon's decision, not the federal government's decision. The Fed's released a long-awaited study on the digital dollar, I guess they don't take any action on creating one.
No. I didn't get a chance to read or go more into depth of what it was, but basically it's, okay, we're thinking about it. Like, that's the consensus of the Fed.
You have a thing on here about 5G network launch.
Yeah, it's obviously been in the news with the airlines because they think the 5G interferes with. But 5G technically was launched by Verizon and AT&T this past Wednesday. So if you have a 5G phone, and if you have 5G in your area, you should be able to see 5G.
Wait, hold on a second. They've been advertising 5G networks for the past year and a half on TV. Now you're telling me they're just releasing it?
Well, that's what my news thing says. Verizon AT&T turned on a major new part of their 5G networks Wednesday. So it's 10 times faster than the LTE network. I'm looking at my phone like right now, and I got LTE. So,
what do I have on mine? Mine says 5G.
Mine says 5G.
Oh, man. What the heck?
What phone do you have?
I got an 8. What do you got?
12. What do you have? A 13?
I have a 13.
Oh.
7.
You have a 7, Joe.
7. What do you get? 1G or what?
What's your carrier? Bruce,
who's your carrier? Verizon.
Verizon.
Right?
Oh, Verizon?
Now, my kids probably have 5G.
Now, if you switch to AT&T, if they could save you, let's say, $70 a month on your wireless bill, would you change for $70 savings per month?
I don't know. That's a good question. I've been very happy with Verizon for all over the year, especially with coverage.
Right.
But I think at some point, that's not going to be a point. between
cell towers going up.
The cell towers and everything else, but Verizon has been very good with coverage.
The REITs that build and lease cell towers, Crown Castle and American Tower, which are the two largest cell phone tower providers in the United States, have a very nice dividend, and they are biblically clean for investing. The dividend yield's around 3%, but the stocks have been hurt.
Yeah, and these companies, AT&T and Verizon, they're spending a pile of money. Verizon will spend $10 billion over the next 3 years to continue building its network.
$10 billion?
$10 billion, yeah. Yeah.
You know who's paying for that?
Yeah, I write that check every month.
Well, I mean, you think that, AT&T surprisingly went from $22 a share to $27 a share quietly over the last 6 months.
Yeah.
And I don't understand it because the dividend yield was cut from, 6 or 7% down to 3?
Yeah, but people like speed.
The stock price has come back.
Yeah. Yeah,
there's no doubt about that. I just went out and got quotes for homeowners insurance, and homeowners insurance is a pretty important thing right now because depending on what your policy says, you might only be covered up to a certain amount on your home, right? But home values have gone up so much, and if you had to replace your home right now, your policy, if your house burned down, your policy might not have a guaranteed replacement clause to build it back to the way it was. Mm-hmm. So I went in and looked at other insurance companies, and the quotes I got from other companies were three times higher than the insurance company that I'm currently paying with.
Wow.
Three times higher.
Well, it was interesting. We met with a new client, and they talked about their places in a floodplain and how when there was a flood, the insurance company wouldn't cover it because it wasn't the damage wasn't caused by the flood. It was caused by something else that caused the flood to there. You're really playing with words sometimes. So.
Well, check your homeowner's insurance. Yeah. Call your agent. Make sure you're covered.
You're right.
We need to take a break. You're listening to Investing for Eternity through Grandview. Go to grandview.com for a free portfolio review or call us at 717-541-1000. We'll be back on the other side of the break. We're back. Thank you for tuning in to Holy Family Radio, WHYF 720 AM, for your support, your prayers, listening to the program. You can go to grandview.com to learn a little bit more about biblically responsible investing in your portfolio. Your current investments in your mutual funds or indexes, what you might have right now, might not match your moral values, and it may be time for a change, especially with the sell-off in the market, and you might want to make some changes to your portfolio. So come in and see us, 717-541-1000. We have a West Shore location, and we have an East Shore location. So we're in Mechanicsburg, and we're in Colonial Park. Pretty easy to get to, on and off the freeways. HSBC cuts rating on U.S. stocks and says Chinese equities may be the place to hide, says MarketWatch.
Yeah, this is a new segment I put together. It's called Headlines. And just what they put, they being the various news agencies, put on the websites, and it just catches your either create emotion or something. Like the first one says, the Earth 6 mass extinction is already underway, scientists suggest. That was in Penn Live. So we might as well, who cares about the stock market then? We're going to go extinct.
Well, they say this is the sixth. Mass extinction. Yeah. I guess 1 through 5 didn't work?
Well, it got rid of the dinosaurs.
That was a meteor.
Oh. Well, I don't know how they do it. Here's one from Yahoo Finance. Expect a major sell-off in the first half of the year, strategist.
Well, it's already started.
Yeah. And how do you define major? The NASDAQ composite just logged its 66th correction since 1971. Here's what history says happens next to the stock market. And the history was that it goes back up.
Well, you know, Bruce, I was at the Knights meeting last night, and we were doing a crab fest at St. Joan of Arc. As soon as we get Father's permission, I should say, we haven't gotten the blessing from the priest, but we're going to raise money for Special Olympics in October, the Knights of Columbus through St. Joan of Arc. And, afterwards we had beer and pizza after the meeting, and, the guys, there was probably 8 guys there, and they all wanted to ask me what's going on with the market.
Mm, yeah, I can believe it.
And I, you know what I said? Stocks do go down.
Yeah. Well, if we're going to be extinct, who cares then? This is my favorite one. This is a headline in USA Today. Doomsday clock at 100 seconds to midnight.
What?
The world stuck in an extremely dangerous moment. They started this doomsday clock back in 1947, because of the whole nuclear proliferation and things like that. But now we're 100 seconds away.
From what, tonight?
No, but it just stays at 100 seconds. That's all. They move it. But right now it's 100 seconds.
Oh.
You don't remember the doomsday clock?
No.
I don't remember it. Yeah. So it's way to scare or bring awareness to what's going on in the world. So.
Well, my fear about the market right now is we're in earnings season, and you have a media, global media, has been so fixated on COVID, they need something else to talk about, mm-hmm. right? And since there's been a NASDAQ correction, and last week on Thursday, what we had It was up 400 points, then ended up down to it. We had a 600-point swing in one day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They need something else to talk about, Bruce. And I think they're going to get fixated and continue to talk and talk and talk about this market sell-off, and it's going to scare people into selling.
Yeah. Well, that's why this new segment called Headlines. Here's a guy who was on Yahoo Finance. If the Fed wanted to stop inflation, it would need to hike rates nearly 6%.
You mean Fed rates?
Yeah.
6%. That's not going to happen.
No, but that's what this headline says.
Well, there's an expert on every 130 seconds on CNBC saying a different thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, now is not the time to panic. If you have cash, believe it or not, now's the time to start thinking about buying some things.
Yeah, I did see catch a late thing on Friday. Somebody actually upgraded Netflix.
Really?
Yeah. So we'll see where, not sure where that'll take. But anyway, headlines.
Headlines.
Be careful.
Let's go to stock news.
Yeah.
Amazon says it's going to halt plans to stop accepting Visa credit cards in the UK. This is what they did with PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
And PayPal, you know, dropped tremendously on this news.
Yeah. Well, they'd renegotiate.
Let me ask you a question. If Amazon's not going to accept PayPal or Visa, are they going to cut a deal with MasterCard where you have to get a MasterCard in order to buy Amazon?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Well, they're allowing Visa back in. Visa's back in now.
Oh, they are.
They're holding the plans to get rid of them.
Oh, they're holding the plans. Yeah. I misread it.
I think it's negotiating things. You know, you're out, they're in, and renegotiate. And
well, you think they cut PayPal with the thoughts of we can renegotiate with Visa?
Oh, yeah.
What are Visa? Your girlfriend Shelley's in the credit card market, right? Mm-hmm. What are the average charge per transaction for?
That I don't know, but it's more of the exchange rates. What is the business person getting charged on what they call exchange rates, and it's 1-2% to use a credit card.
Right. Well, that's not going to change.
No, but there's ways, you know, maybe to get at least less than it. I mean, if you have a business like she deals with that does $50,000 a month in credit card payments, that starts to add up.
Oh yeah, no doubt about it. Peloton says they're will begin charging for step up and delivery of its bicycles and treadmills, services that were included in the sales price. So they're going to charge $250 to deliver a bike and $350 to deliver a treadmill.
Peloton, I think this is one you take out back and shoot it.
Oh, the stock's down 70%.
They had bad news after bad news this past week. The other news was a lot of insiders sold stock before this.
A ton of them did.
Oh, yeah, big time. And then later on Thursday, Peloton announced they're going to halt production of its bikes and treadmills.
Halt. And I'm sure, you know, the people that are shorting the stock are extremely happy with that news.
Yeah. What's the future of the company? Still a great product, but There are alternatives out there. The Facebook Mirror, I think, is one, and some other things. But Peloton has really taken it on the chin. The shares are down 80% from their high.
Is it 80?
80%.
Last time I looked, it was 70.
Yeah. Ouch. 70, 80.
Well, remember when it was really a hot stock, we talked about it on another show, and I said when everybody was buying Pelotons, wait 2 years and you'll be able to get it for, you know, a much cheaper price at yard sales 2 years from now.
Yep.
Because people use them for 6 months and stop using them. Deutsche Bank hikes the price target on Apple. They see a 15% upside from where it's currently trading. I don't disagree with that.
No, I don't either.
Apple's going to be around for a long time. Shopify steps up China expansion through a tie-up with e-commerce and the giant JD.com. Yep. JD.com, which is what, a big Chinese website. I thought Alibaba was the big Chinese Amazon equivalent.
Alibaba and JD are both, but Alibaba, I think, is bigger than JD.
What's going on with Sherwin Williams?
They got downgraded just because of supply chain issues. I don't know where they're getting their paint from, but maybe the materials to make.
Isn't
the paint.
A lot of petroleum in paint?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. The do-it-yourselfers, I don't think, are going away.
Well, Sherwin Williams did well last year during COVID.
Yeah.
The stock did extremely well. How about Microsoft's deal to buy Activision Blizzard?
Good for them. Use your cash. Don't sit around and watch your stock price go down. Keep innovating. Keep moving forward. You know, that Activision is their signature game is Call of Duty. I've never played it, but it looks.
It's just these lame. Kids get addicted to war games. It's just shooting and killing, and they're playing it for hours on end. I don't agree with that. I don't like it.
Well, you'd just like watching Squid Game.
No, I wouldn't watch it. That's the whole point. You know, but, you know, Call of Duty is a big.
It's a big franchise.
A big franchise.
Yeah.
And you know who's really in a lot of trouble is Sony. Because Sony PlayStations, Microsoft might not lend the right to use their games on the Sony platform.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So Sony stocks dropped. Sony stock dropped on the news.
Yeah. And $69 billion, all cash.
They must have a lot of cash on hand.
Yeah. Write that check.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Peloton, you're talking a little bit earlier about Peloton. They nearly sold $500 million in stocks before the big drop. I mean, why is that not considered to be insider knowledge?
I am sure that either, what's her name, will go after them. It escapes my mind, but Elizabeth Warren, excuse me, will be after this one. Because you know how she is about executives making too much money.
Yeah. The Facebook, Instagram introducing subscription model. Now, I don't use Instagram, MK.
Well, it's free. But now you can get a subscription.
What's on Instagram? Pictures. I know my kids use it.
Yeah, you post pictures and you can
are there videos?
Them. Yeah, you can do videos too.
And what do people use it for? I mean, just stay in contact with their friends and family, or what is it used for?
Yeah, to share whatever you're doing in your life.
Isn't that what you can do with sharing photos, like text messaging photos? And
yeah.
So why is Instagram different than anything else you can do with your Apple phone? Is it just a click that kids get to use, or?
Basically, I feel like, you know, if you want to text a photo, that's a lot more personal. So Instagram, you can make other people aware of what you're doing without directly contacting them.
Well, I...
Do you use Instagram, Bruce?
I'm not even on Facebook. Instagram, I don't Twitter.
I look at my Facebook page maybe once every 2 weeks just to see whose birthday it is or whose birthdays I missed. But
I have a pigeon cage out back. And
you're still using a pigeon cage?
Yeah, the pigeons don't show up. I haven't got any notes in years.
What do? You tie the notes to their legs?
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Ford was our stock pick of the week a couple weeks ago, and Jefferies downgraded the stock from a hold to a buy because there's a $1.7 billion write-off for Ford. Mm-hmm. But I think Ford, long-term, over the next, you know, 5, 7, 10 years, is going to be a stock to hold on to.
Yeah, I think Ford has to show the money. I mean, they're making a lot of investment, they have to really show results, like in the F-150 and some other things with electric vehicles. So they're just going to have to produce and deliver.
We'll see. We need to take a break. You're listening to Holy Family Radio, WHYF 720 AM, and we'll be back on the other side of the break. Stay tuned, and thank you for tuning in. We're back. Thank you for tuning to the Holy Family Radio. A little bit more stock news, Bruce, before moving to earnings. Casper Sleep is taking their company private.
Go down.
So they must be selling a lot of beds.
Go down Carlisle Pike. There's probably 4 different mattress companies.
Really?
Yeah.
That many? I don't get to the West
Sleep Number, Warehouse, Mattress Warehouse, and a couple
It's the same
other.
Thing on 22.
Yeah, 22 has one, the one that took over the old Pier 1 building. So,
oh yeah, and they have a mattress warehouse.
They must
down
sell
the road
a lot of mattresses. Though.
Sleep Number beds, they get you in because they advertise beds for $1,900. So you go in and they have the $1,900 bed in the front of the store, and they put the firmness rating up to 100. So when you lay on it, it doesn't feel comfortable, right? And then they move you to closer into the middle of the store where they have a mattress that's 4,900. That's a little bit softer, feels a little bit more comfortable. And then they take you to the back to the $10,000 mattress, which is extremely comfortable. And what do you think people do? Because they have 0% interest for 12 months, right?
Yep.
And then 8 or 9% interest thereafter, if you can't pay it off. What do you think people do when they go to buy a Sleep Number bed?
They buy the expensive one. Then they go to the pillows.
Mm-hmm. Oh. That's what I was going to say.
So you're not buying a MyPillow. You're buying one of theirs at, I don't know how much they cost. I know they're pretty expensive.
Like $70.
No. Oh, they're like $200 a piece.
Yeah. What?
Oh, yeah.
For a pillow.
For a pillow. They're nice pillows, though.
Hey, for $4,000, you could throw in the pillows, right?
I mean, for $10,000.
You get
$10,000. Yeah.
And then you got to buy their sheets.
Yeah, you have to get, but then there's like a little like cooling pad that you can put on top of the mattress so you don't get too hot in the middle of the night.
Now we're going to get a call from Mattress Warehouse.
Pillowcases.
They're not one of our sponsors, so we don't have to worry about it. To be honest, I have a Sleep Number bed, and my wife has one of those pads that cools and heats, and that engine's running all night. During the summer, she keeps it on cold. During the winter, she keeps it on hot. I don't know. I don't have it on my side of the bed.
My parents have one. It's comfy. Yeah. I take naps in there.
McDonald's expands their tests for plant-based burgers. Now, do you think this is coming about because hamburger prices have tripled and McDonald's can't raise their prices fast enough? I stopped in McDonald's to get a hamburger and a fry, no drink. How much do you think the price was for a Big Mac and a fry?
A Big Mac and a fry. I would say $3.75.
What, Bruce? Come on.
$9.50.
Holy God, where have I been?
I don't know where you've been.
For a hamburger and fries.
You're going to the wrong McDonald's. Maybe I got the McPlant one, and I don't remember. I don't know.
You're spending $10? I mean, we take, if my wife stops McDonald's for the kids, we're spending $50, $60 just to feed the kids.
Well, apparently their initial test must have went pretty well because they're expanding it. So that's, I think,
Is the ultra-left liberal push, vegetarian. Nothing's wrong with vegetarians, but they want to push their agenda on the rest of America. I'm not eating a plate. I'll pay more for a real hamburger. I'm not eating a plant-based burger or a steak.
I thought the plant-based stuff would be more expensive than the beef itself.
You have a lot of property, Bill. I don't know why we can't put up a fence and get a couple of Angus beef steers. And
I have a farmer right down the street. I can buy meat from him.
Yeah, there you go. I think we could grow some of our own on your property. I think that's a
good idea. Come over for dinner every night.
Key Bank downgrades Walmart. It says the end of its stimulus will slow down middle-class spending.
I don't agree with it. I don't agree with that. I don't think people still go to Walmart.
It's packed.
Yeah.
Every time we go to Walmart, it's crowded.
Yeah.
And ever since they added groceries, it makes it easy for you to go to Walmart, buy a few things.
The problem with Walmart now is the shelves are in disarray or their parts are empty. That's probably the biggest problem.
Well, we just had a client in this past week that was Michael's, right? Mm-hmm. The arts and craft place.
Yeah.
They just got their Halloween shipment of Halloween decorations this week. Right? They had to put them on the shelves, brand new product, for 90% off. And they said, I guess in the next couple weeks, their Christmas order is going to come in, and they're going to do the same thing with their Christmas stuff. They're going to be putting up Christmas stuff in February at Michael's. Normally, you'd think it would be, it would be Valentine's Day or St. Patty's Day that they're getting ready for. They're actually, because of the shipping, they're getting their Halloween and Christmas stuff in January and February. I've never seen this before. I've been alive for 57 years.
Why can't they just keep it and then sell it at the end of this year?
Because they got to move the product because they got to make room for other stuffs on the shelves.
Oh.
So, this supply chain thing is a serious issue. Mm-hmm. And that's why there's no new. If you get in a car accident, you want to buy a new car, you're in a lot of trouble. Yeah. There's no new cars to buy.
You'd be riding a Razor scooter to work.
Yeah. Like my e-bike.
How put your e-bike together last week? How was that?
I know I haven't rode it yet. I'm gonna test drive it this week. Ooh. Make sure it doesn't fall
apart. Were there any bolts and nuts left over?
I have one spring left over.
Oh, see, goodness. I told you. I called it.
I have no idea where that spring goes.
That's going to be the downfall of that bike. It's going to work for a month. He's going to figure out the spring was supposed to go in the battery.
Couldn't figure out the battery because it was red-green light. I finally found, I had to go YouTube it, and I figured out the battery charging. But I can't. I'm colorblind, so red and green doesn't help me.
So you don't know whether it's charging or not.
That's right.
Well, where was Shelly?
She hasn't seen it yet. I have to tell her. She has to tell me which one is brighter.
Well, why can't you should have just FaceTimed her, and then she could have told you.
I don't know if that's it, but anyway, that's, yeah, I'll keep our listeners posted.
Yeah, let us
know from the hospital.
Right. PNC beats on earnings per share and revenue. Mm-hmm. That stock, Bruce, when we had the 2008 sell-off, went down to what?
$23
a share in 2008, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people sold because they panicked. Mm-hmm. What is the stock trading for today, you think? Approximately.
About 210, 215.
So it went up 10 times in value since 2008. Yep. So if you were patient and held on to it, it paid off.
And that's what I did.
So right.
For disclosure purposes, it's one of my holdings.
Goldman Sachs had mixed earnings. They missed on earnings per share, but beaten revenue, and the stock got punished. That's what's going to happen during earnings season. If any of these stocks over the next week or two miss on any metric,
they're gonna
get slammed.
Yeah,
and that hurts the rebound of any hope for a rebound in this market over the next 3 or 4 weeks.
And it brings down the whole sector that they're in. It's like a disease.
Yeah. Right. Well, a lot of people don't know, mutual funds really don't trade till the end of the day, right? So you don't know how well or how poorly you did in your mutual fund until the day after.
Mm-hmm.
With stocks, you have real-time information of what you can sell or what you can buy at. It has a lot of transparency. You know what you own.
Right.
Morgan Stanley, fourth quarter profits, tops estimate. And I think the stock did pretty well. Bank of America, earnings tops estimate, stock did real well. But when people start selling their mutual funds in this correction, when people get out of the mutual funds, they sell the good and the bad stocks, even if the stocks have good earnings.
Mm-hmm.
That's why all stocks go down.
Yeah.
Procter & Gamble earnings top estimates, as they raise prices to offset the rise of costs. We talked a little bit about Procter & Gamble on the show, and they were running at 130% capacity, and we said they're probably going to raise rate, but it was only a 3% rate hike.
Yeah, and they said for the people that do the laundry out there, they're going to have additional increases in pricing of Tide and Downy. I use Tide. That's the two products I use.
Yeah, but you're not going to change brands, are you?
I'm not going generic. Nope, not going to happen. We talked about that before with Continental.
We did.
I can't think of the company that the stock that sells generic products to grocery stores. Do you remember what it is? I know the name of the company. Is it Treehouse?
That I don't know. But, Walmart has their own brand. Sam's Club has their own brand. Costco has their own brands.
Acola beats on earnings per share. Netflix beat on earnings per share. And revenue, so they had good cash flow, but subscriber growth was off, and the stock dropped 20%, and it's going to take some time for that to come back.
Yeah.
You know what's going to happen, Bruce? The people that sell index annuities are going to come out of the woodwork.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true, but they didn't lose money, supposedly.
Right.
You don't make, I don't know.
It's the other Bruce Smith is going to come out.
Yeah.
Let's talk about stock of the week, because we only have a few minutes left.
Yeah.
So Honeywell, HON is a symbol, currently trading at 209, a 52-week low, 194, 52-week high, 236. It has a P ratio of 26.89. The yield is 1.86. It does aerospace, building technology, performance materials, and safety products. Earnings come out on February the 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
And they're expected to have good earnings, and analysts have revised their estimates. So what do you think about this, Bruce?
I think it's a big conglomerate of different industry areas. That's what I like about it. And they're getting into the next generation of battery sales. So They're in a lot of good areas.
Well, there is going to be a new generation of batteries in the next 5 years, so it's going to be pretty interesting to see what happens to lithium and what part of lithium stays around with these EVs. Mary Kate, if you can quickly go through earnings.
Yeah, why don't you hit the
big ones?
The big ones there.
All right, so Monday the 24th, IBM is the big one. Tuesday the 25th, we have Microsoft and Verizon. Wednesday the 26th is Boeing, MicroStrategy, Skyworks Solutions, and Tesla. Thursday is MasterCard and Visa, and then Friday is Chevron.
But we have a lot of earnings this week.
Yeah, a lot of earnings
in
between.
Yeah, there's a huge list.
A lot of companies in between. J&J's on that list, too, as well. So, yeah.
And then for the economic calendar, consumer confidence comes out Tuesday. Mortgage applications come out Wednesday. The FOMC rate decision also comes out Wednesday.
Yeah, it's going to be a big one.
Thursday, the 27th, we have GDP.
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting to see what happens with the GDP.
Right.
And then Friday, we have personal income.
Yeah. So a lot of economic things coming out, but earnings calendar is going to get full. Wait till we get into the bigger companies here in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Well, the market's going to be pretty volatile over the next couple weeks, Bruce, don't you think?
Yep, I agree.
Yeah, and we might see a lot of downside volatility, and people might panic, but you don't want to panic.
Yeah, that's the worst thing you can do.
You don't want to sell when things are low.
Yeah. And we're not going to be extinct here, okay?
No.
I mean, I know people are worried about that.
Yeah, all right, we need to wrap it up. Once again, thank you for tuning in to Holy Family Radio. You're listening to Grandview Asset Management, investingforeternity.net or grandview.com to learn about biblically responsible investing. For free portfolio review to see, what to do at this point in the market, give us a call at 717-541-1000. We'll be back on the other side of the break. May God give you peace, wisdom, and joy. Pick up the phone this weekend. Call somebody. Tell them you love them and you're proud of them. They'll make their day and your day as well. And I will continue to keep you in my morning prayers. Have a good weekend.